friends can either drag us down, keep us where we are, or push us. So you need to think, what kind of friends do you have right now? Are your friends happy where you are? Let's just go to Mass on Sundays, you know. Maybe go to confession if you ever sin real bad, you know. Or do you have friends who are like, hey man, let's go to a party. And you know, these friends are encouraging you to do things that are not going to help you find the love, joy, and peace that your heart desires. Or are you so blessed to have friends that are holding you accountable? That if you stepped out of line, they'd say, hey, I saw you do this. I saw you say this. It's not going to bring you the happiness you desire. If you have friends like that, give thanks to God. That's a great gift. But if you don't, you're not a kid anymore. Like, maybe some of you here are kids. Sorry. You don't have as much choice over your friends. Mom's going to take you to where your friends are. You know, you're just stuck with who you're around. But adults, you have a choice. It's time to get serious about growing in holiness and putting yourself in a place where that's actually possible. If you have friends who you know are dragging you away from God, I mean, at least just say it. Admit it to yourself. I'm choosing to spend time with people who are keeping me from achieving the goals I have in life and could possibly keep me from getting to heaven one day. And maybe you need to say, get behind me, Satan. That is a loving thing to say when your friends are keeping you from Christ. Jesus said it to Peter. It must be a very loving thing. Is Peter, I mean, good friend, absolutely standing in the way of Jesus and accomplishing his goal of dying for our sins? And that's why I said, get behind me, Satan. That was an act of love.